Okay. Bro,
you didn't go mech.
So it's broken.
Juan, do you want to be on this? You got a camera?
No camera.
Okay, that's fine. Just can you not picture. Talk during the intro video, please? I'm gonna have to redo it.
Redo it.
Sup dudes, we win.
You lost because you didn't go mech.
So it's broken, we have no dust.
Pretty standard. Well, if you go for an ultra,
what are you guys gonna talk about?
Oh my gosh. It's 15 seconds. That's all I'm asking is just 15 seconds of silence so the intro video can play. But that I'm too tired now to try that again. Welcome everyone to Decision Making Episode 4. Someone joined the call and now my overlay is completely screwed up. But yes, welcome to Decision Making, the show where we discuss making decisions. Princess Major, what are you doing in here? Who invited you? Not that I don't love
I came
you.
By myself.
How is that possible? You can't
just... He just came by himself, man.
Okay. Well, now the overlay's messed up. I don't know what to do. I'm going to have to...
The other overlay.
Salvage the situation.
Major, do you have a webcam? Because
no.
I'm happy for you to be on the show,
no.
But it'd be nice if we webcam. Could see you. Fine. Okay, this is fine. All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome. I guess I'll just go ahead and introduce, and then I'll start a topic, and someone can talk, and then I can fix the overlay. So I know it looks like crap right now, but that's going to change. My name is Akletos. Welcome to Decision Making Episode 4. Today on the show, we have Root Cats. How you doing, Root Cats? Paolo.
I'm doing good. How are you, man?
Viscara. Did I do it right?
Yeah, Viscara.
Viscara.
Ra.
That's exactly what I just did. I'm doing great. Thanks for being on the show. Root Todd. Currently at the Razor House in California. Recently announced he's going to be casting Iron Squid, which is pretty awesome. How are you doing, Root Todd?
Well,
did I get your...
it's pretty bad, but other than that...
Did I get your Twitter good. Right on the overlay there?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Cool.
Fantastic.
Root Todd.
We also... Fantastic. We also have QXC, who is currently chilling at the Complexity House. It looks like the Complexity House, at least. And
yeah.
How you doing, QXC House Texas? Is it still hot?
No, it's actually pretty reasonable right now.
Really?
We can, like, go outside and stuff. It's pretty
You're
cool.
You're joking. That's amazing. I'm a Texas guy. I grew up in Texas, so I know how hot.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's bad. Of course, you just recently moved down there. Where are you from again?
Chicago.
Ah. I was born in Chicago. Maybe we're related. Anyway, Axlav is also on the show. He's right
I guess.
Over there. Axlav, point at me. Nick, point at me. With your arm. Yes.
That's oh, it's rice!
Nick, how are you doing today?
I love rice.
Good. Fantastic. Now, I'm going to start messing with the overlays. Cats, did you need to say something? Oh, there's a producer sneaking behind Nick there. Cats, did you want to chime in on something?
We could use the other overlay. Just for consistency, it's not that yours isn't
bad.
Better.
It's okay if you tell me constructive criticism is what's important. It's like the people who say I'm terrible at casting but don't actually say anything about my casting. They just say I'm bad. It's fine if you call my overlay bad, but at least tell me why it's bad so I can improve.
It's not bad
okay.
at all.
We'll just stop there. That's perfect. All right. So
for consistency, I think, you know, the other episodes have the other overlay.
The trick is if I do anything on this computer, it's going to show up on the stream because I have one monitor, but
hey,
we'll
no
figure that out.
Me?
Anyway, oh yeah, Major.
Hola.
I apologize.
Hola.
I sincerely apologize for not introducing you. I'm just looking at my overlay. Major, how are you doing today?
Pretty good.
How's Mexico?
Pretty good.
Good. You winning tournaments? Don't spoil.
I can't spoil anything?
No. No spoiling.
Sorry.
Major,
you
by
ask
the way,
if he's winning tournaments and then he can't spoil?
He can't.
So what can he say?
He can talk about tournaments that have already been broadcasted. Like his match against Roro. I don't know if y'all saw that in the MVP tournament. It's pretty sick. He did 200 seekers and a nuke at the same time and just destroyed.
Didn't broadcast that.
I know we didn't. I'm sorry. It's Nick's fault. It is. Actually.
You're not going to cast it at all?
The VODs will be up pretty soon.
VODs will be up.
Casted.
We're
so
something.
You just spoiled it for people?
Good job.
No.
I'm the VODs and results are up. Well, the results are. The VODs not quite yet, but should be soon.
Yeah.
Well, strategy is up too. I just heard it.
Anyway.
What about the MLG invite only? No, not invite. Open qualifier. Can I spoil that? Or you can't?
No, we're actually casting that next week. But that's going to be live, so it's not like you can spoil anything about that.
The open qualifier he's talking about.
Still, oh,
we're never going to cast that.
Okay. Well,
I don't think. Are we...
Hold on. What are we doing next Tuesday, Nick? Do you know?
Next Tuesday is the invite qualifier. That'll be live.
That's
the
next. That's next Thursday.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Next Tuesday is.
We decided we're not doing anything that day.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
So yes, you can spoil the open qualifier. Okay, Nick has the final word, so it's not on me.
Me,
Nick, say yes or
I
no.
I win.
Okay, well,
yeah,
2-1, 2-1 versus C, Liquid C.
Oh, really?
And 2-1 versus Scarlet, so I qualify.
For the invite only.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who else qualified?
No.
You beat 2-1 Liquid C and 2-1 Scarlet, and what?
The qualifiers.
Why do I not know this?
Because I just finished.
Because what?
I just finished playing.
Oh, right now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations, Juan. Jeez, that's awesome.
That's actually pretty sick.
No, I'm Chobo.
Yeah, good job, man. You are Chobo. But good job. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I'm trying to save this overlay. Anyway, yeah, good job. Major, thanks for letting us know that. It's pretty cool. Scarlet, it's pretty good. Anyway, Katz, you wanted to talk about the Heart of the Swarm stuff?
Yeah, as soon as the overlays.
Okay, we can just talk until then. QXC, did you play in the open qualifier, or were you invited?
I'm invited.
Oh.
Okay, invited to Pro.
Do we know, like, what the bracket looks like?
I don't know. I can't play in it because of WCG this weekend.
Oh, when are you coming to New York, dude?
Okay, you spot to replace QXC.
Cool. I'm actually casting that, so I'll see you in New York, my friend. I'll drag
Stay thirsty.
Thursday. What?
Stay thirsty.
What are you talking about?
What? Hey, can we replace Todd? To replace QXC by Todd on the invite qualifier. Do we have a deal?
Did Todd play in the open?
No, he missed it.
Okay, well,
I missed it because of Juan.
Yeah, I mean, I think the invites are based on MLG performances and how you do at like the summer championships and all that stuff. QXC,
yeah.
I think he was the fourth highest.
No, no, it's top
foreigner.
15. Top 15 people.
I don't know.
How'd you do at the summer championships, QXC?
Bad.
No.
Yeah, how many Koreans did you beat?
No, top 15. That top 15 of last MLGs, the ones that get invited.
Oh. Top 15 North Americans.
Okay. Just top 15 at all.
No. I don't
for
think
invite only qualifier, it's like top 91
yeah.
of everyone.
Yeah.
You've made top 91 in MLG, you're in those.
Yep.
Top 90. I'm not top 91. Holy shit.
Something like that. Maybe it's 80. Documents. Some around there.
Hmm.
Why didn't you invite me, Alex?
What am I inviting you to? I don't have control over that, man. It's based on your performance at MLG.
I beat Alicia at MLG. How many people did come in?
What was your placing?
I don't know, like 20 or something.
Wasn't that like 3 MLGs ago? Not the last one.
Like 6 MLGs ago.
But I still beat Alicia.
Yeah.
What about that?
Well, you would have been in the qualifiers for the one after that.
That shit.
Oh, yeah. Real shame.
Oh.
But if I wanted to play the qualifier that was today, I would have like to be in MLG ranking like pretty high. Like it wasn't open at all. Or...
Yeah, it was open. The European one ended though. Like the invite ended last week. The open was like 3 weeks ago. So you could have played in open. But that
yeah, but
it was
3 weeks ago.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago or maybe four.
No.
Yeah,
you guys do a better job at advertising it. I never know when MLG tournaments are. I wanted to try.
Check your emails. I think they email, don't they?
Minutes. I don't give a shit about that. I'll watch you play.
Yeah, I thought it's pro.
Thanks for the overlay, Cats. I got it.
No problem.
Though...
I don't think I'm even on the camera.
And manner of fixing.
Overlay sick.
If people don't know what we're talking about, MLG is having qualifiers for all expenses paid trips to the Fall Championships in Dallas on November 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a European qualifier so far. The qualifiers were the top three were Grubby, Baby Knight, and Daisy. So they will be at the Fall Championships, all expenses paid trips. We just Yep, all Protoss. Axelab is very happy about that. We also have. We also just had yesterday. Was it yesterday? The Korean qualifiers.
Yes.
Yeah, that was
they
yesterday.
Started. Yeah. Yeah, they continue tomorrow.
Oh, good point. Okay, so we already know two of them.
Yep.
Life from Star Tail, and nice. Son.
Yep.
Son.
Yes.
Son yeah. Gosu.
Son got a lot of upsets. In
the results from that were actually pretty surprising.
Upsets a lot.
It seemed like it. I mean,
Nick,
I wouldn't.
Do you have the bracket up? By any chance?
What do you mean upset? Son is pretty Gosu. You
is,
guys
but
don't know.
Oh, Dongregu is in it. Dongregu is
pretty
in it.
Gosu, like a week ago.
Marine King Prime. Like, we're talking all the biggest Korean names are in this thing.
Sure. Son is just as good as them, man. He just really not that known. He was in OSL round of 16 for a reason. He's good.
I mean, I'm not debating that. I'm just talking about, like, when you're considering...
No. San.
Oh, by San. Okay.
No. San. And it's called your son.
Oh, San. Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought it was S Sun Light. I was like, what the fuck?
No.
And it's called your son. Well, not anymore in Escocia. But yeah.
Well, I'm just talking about, like, if you're thinking about the top Korean players with the most results, like you're thinking of Marine King Prime, you're thinking of Dongregu, you know, you're thinking that's all I'm saying as far as like surprising.
Yeah, San's a sick teaser.
So, he beat Puma, then SC, then Inori, and then Maru Prime hero to qualify.
Good.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, I don't know. Who would you say is the best out of those four?
What were the names again?
Puma, SC, Inori, Maru.
I'm a Maru fanboy, so.
Rolly Maru, yeah.
He's so good. And he's so young.
Maru Prime?
Mm-hmm.
He's young.
Yeah, like 15.
Super cheesy. I lost to him 1-2 at IPL 3.
He beat Oz and Hyun in the first two rounds.
Oh, wow, that's really impressive. See, like beating those two guys seems more impressive than beating the other
four.
Yeah,
that's the thing. There's another.
But then he lost to San, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So San, in a way, beat Hyun and Oz, right?
Right, yeah.
Transitive property. I like
that. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Using that property, pretty much everyone's beating everyone.
Where did QXC go? Just curious.
Yep.
He got scared.
Okay, that's fine. Who did Life beat to get?
Life is like the best server in Korea.
Yeah,
man.
He's. I know. I'm just trying to get beat in the tournament.
Alive or young, Alicia then Rinking.
That's a sick run.
I don't think Life is the best server.
Who do you think is the best server?
I think he's the best CBT. CBT, he will die to Hyun, and CBP. Him and Hyun are around the same skill level.
Wait, no. ZBT about Life.
Yeah, so Life is better CBT than Hyun.
Yeah, maybe he's pretty even with Hyun. Actually,
but in CBC, I think
Hyun was in the tournament. Nick, who beat Hyun again?
Yeah, but Hyun even
was beaten by Maru in round two, but he still
his
bracket. Let me check.
But he said on the interview that he wasn't doing drill builds because he had ESL that day. So that explains a lot. You know?
I mean, he did 2-racks dream twice. Proxy 2-racks.
But then he lost Alive in the losers round two. So Hyun didn't do very well.
Yeah.
Hyun actually, I mean, Hyun hasn't really had a breakout performance in any tournament yet. But he just looks really good. Actually, the IPL Fight Clubs, he's been dominating those.
He's about to get in Cortez, man. One more game.
Well, about to.
He just has to be on fire. Let's think. Thought what you think about Vampire versus Hyun. Who's gonna win?
Goal. I don't even want to say anything.
Vampire was actually in that tournament, wasn't he, Nick? I remember reading his name.
I don't see him. I don't think he made it through the open qualifiers.
Okay. Huh.
Yeah.
Now the question is Life gonna beat MVP?
I think he's gonna lose 4-2.
To MVP?
Mm-hmm.
4-2.
Yes.
Oh, fucking Kwan.
Cats, do you agree
freaking
with
Kwan?
Do you agree with him?
I don't know. I don't follow the scene as much as Kwan does in Korea, so I'll take it.
I mean, you can look at the results and based off that, Life did he 3-0 Tasia?
The thing is, Life has always been one of my favorite Zergs, so I'm a little bit biased. I haven't seen any Zerg, even Life, play a lot, but just like I casted Life like in small tournament, like TL Opens and stuff like that. I was like, holy shit, this guy's so smart. Yeah, same for Seed. You know, like I saw IMC'd before like the whole GSL run thing, and I don't know who I was casting that TL Open with.
Apollo.
I was like, holy shit, this guy's so good. He was like, he became my favorite Protoss instantly. And life, actually, at the finals of that TL Open. And they were just like both so smart, you know, they didn't play by the rules, and life was doing this gateway nexus expanse like before everyone. It was pretty sick.
Life actually got second in TSL4.
Stuff copied him.
Yeah.
Life got second TSL4 to Creator.
Yep.
Anyway, can we move on to talking about Heart of the Swarm? Because I know that's kind of the whole point behind this thing.
That's our thing.
All right, so Heart of the Swarm. First, I know, Nick, you just recently started playing it, so I want to hear your initial thoughts on Heart of the Swarm.
A lot of cool new stuff is coming in. I think Widowmines are one of the coolest new units. I mean, they're still going to be reworked. I mean, obviously, balance-wise, they're going to be reworking everything, so there's no real point talking about that. But I think the Widowmine concept's really cool. I don't think Protoss got anything. I think the Mothership Core is kind of neat, but Tempest and Oracle aren't really that cool. And the Zerg units don't really seem to fit in too well with most... The Viper is kind of cool, I guess. That Blinding Cloud ability could be wicked against Siege Tanks. And, of course, the little pool thing is insanely good against Mothership or other big units.
Or Colossi, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Mothership's even bigger than Colossi, right? You just yank it away and then...
No, yeah, but you can get, like, a crab load of Vipers and yank a lot of stuff away. Yeah.
Yank them. I mean, just make, like, a big spine crawl wall. When they try to siege you, you just yank all their big guys into it.
yeah, you can do that. And Blinding Cloud is pretty good at breaking mech, but the Vipers die really fast because they have really, really, really low HP.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was trying to use that, and Thors were just like wrecking all shit.
Yeah, so gotta be pretty careful. And like, even if like Terrans start like building, you know, like turrets in front of their stuff, that kind of shuts that down as well.
Yeah, but it seems Spine Swarm Host Viper is pretty sick against Protoss. I used to slow push with that. You don't even need to get the mass gas you need for Broodlords.
Well, the Viper is pretty expensive in gas as well. But
I thought it was only 100. Was it 200, 100?
It's 100, 200.
100, 200. Okay, I had to switch.
Yeah, it's like a Raven, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't need quite as many because they have the energy drain ability. That's actually really, really good.
Yeah, that's true. I sometimes do like offensive buildings. Like I'll build Evo Chambers as I push, and then you know drain the life of those, so I don't have to go back to base.
If you have spines, you can even just do it off a couple of spines. I mean, you're probably not.
Yeah, too.
I'm kind of ignorant to Heart of the Swarm, guys.
I think the Viper is pretty imba, no? What do you guys think?
You think so? I don't know. It seems
fun.
Usually when I play, it's not very good. I don't know. Maybe just the people I play against don't use it very much, but it just dies so fast, and like the consume actually takes a decent amount of time to do anything. And the Blinding Cloud is such a small area of effect. I don't know.
I think if you have very good control with the unit, pretty useful.
I think it's very situational. I think there's you know situations where you can punish your opponent, like if they don't have turrets or Thors or something like that, and they're going really heavy on tanks, and you have a crap load of roaches, then you can like go Blinding Cloud on clumps of tanks and stuff like that. I think that against Protoss, it's really good in the late game if you're going for like an old school like roach Hydra composition, like you don't even need corruptors anymore. And then you can yank the Colossi, like a Colossi-based unit composition, or like Nick was saying, even the Mothership. So for stuff like that, it is pretty good. Obviously, it has counters, hard counters, like and shit like feedback. Obviously, your Vipers are always going to have full energy before the fight starts, or you're bad. And that pretty much means that, you know, feedback is going to one-shot them, and they're pretty squishy as well.
Okay, wait, so I have a question.
Yeah.
Are hydras useful now with that new upgrade? Or are they still garbage?
No, they're good against mech.
The thing is, it's. I don't think it's.
It's not the upgrade. That doesn't help them too much. It's.
Yeah.
It's more they go well with vipers.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, okay. So they have better support now.
I think Roach Hydra Viper against mech is pretty good because the not consume is free energy, so it's too recyclable. And Blinding Cloud is like the web of Brood War, so it raises mech.
Yep.
So it's pretty imba. And against Protoss, it just grabs every Colossi.
Yeah, but it's not as fast or it doesn't have as much HP as a Corsair. So Blinding Cloud is harder to use than Disruptor Web was. And Disruptor Web wasn't like, you know.
Disruptor Web also lasted like 2 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that spell, all those spells in Brood War lasted so long. But yeah it's definitely like the same kind of idea.
It's still free energy, like consume.
It's not completely free. I mean, it does drain a good chunk of life from your buildings. What I like to do is I shift click throughout my entire base when I do that, instead of draining one building. Because if you have like four vipers draining one building, like, you know, a couple drains and it's
gone. You don't need your hive. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. So yeah.
You killed your own building.
Do you build like vipers Evo chamber?
I've pulled a few gases, man.
What? Like an Evo chamber farm? You, like shift Q through them.
No, but like when you're pushing with it, you know, like you can push with that, and like Nick was saying, like stuff like swarm hosts, and then you're just, you know, like trying to get to yank units to your fort, and then you can do Evo chambers like offensively, and it's pretty sick.
So you like proxy Evo chambers in their face.
Yeah,
you, like,
man.
Drop sick. Overlords. Over like have Overlord shit out creep all over the place, and then like build Evo chambers randomly, so you can like be retreating and there's an Evo chamber and you just like consume it a little bit and then do something.
Yeah, man.
Didn't Protoss get a unit that can do kind of the same thing?
You could. Yeah. Yeah, that unit's stupid though. You could bring spine crawlers and then they're like mobile energy generators. You like don't even use them to attack. You just bring them with your army and then consume them.
Yeah, I mean, I would still rather consume Sirkings, to be completely honest.
Of course.
Does it kill them, though? I mean, it kills them.
You can't do that. If you could do that, I would quit the game right away.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
What, Juan? But Defilers used to do that in Brood War.
Sure, bro, and they were overpowered as fuck.
Yeah, and we had a Radiate.
It's funny, like, whenever Juan argues balance, he just quotes Brood War. It's like...
Yeah.
He's just like, they should put mines on Hellions. I'm like, what? He's like, in Brood War, Voltor had mines and they were in Imba.
I want a mine.
Too fun.
Wouldn't mind to think you're strong enough as your own unit costing money.
They're so funny to use.
This was before the upgrade or whatever.
What
they
makes them so strong is that like, they blow up and then they still tank. So it's like. It's like AoE plus it tanks. So if it's C tanks plus them, they like blow up the frontline units, and then they tank the backline ones as well. So it's
mine good.
It's sick good.
Yeah,
mine. I like to just make a field of them. Like,
yeah,
40 or 50 mines. You have to use so much APM to clear that. It's pretty hilarious. And then you like tech the BCs behind it and kill them. Sick strategy.
Yeah.
They have to be careful with their Overseer's Observers, too, because mines will go after pretty much everything if it gets too close.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, like, I know that, like, balanced discussion about Heart of the Storm is, like, you know, it's pretty silly, but at the same time, you know, if people aren't vocal about, like, how the game is developing, they're probably just going to do whatever they want.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, like, in my opinion, Heart of the Storm is pretty disappointing so far.
As far as what? Like the balance of it?
I mean, no, not the balance of it.
Units and they are, some of them are stupid, yeah.
Like the design of the units is poor. Taking things like the Warhound away from Terran, in my opinion, is a stupid idea. You could nerf it, you could give it a different, you know... But I don't want to play Wings of Liberty for another 3 years.
Well, that's what the Crown would have been. It's just a Marauder that comes out of the factory, right? Like,
well, I mean...
Whatever it is, the point is, like, we need... Yeah. We should have new units.
Yeah.
We shouldn't go into Heart of the Swarm and like, well, we were going to get 4 units to each race, but we couldn't figure out how to balance two of them. So everyone only gets, yeah, like everyone only gets two new units. You're like, what?
Yeah,
that's
yeah, like okay. The metagame. I didn't play in the last patch to be honest, but the metagame CVT is pretty much the same exact thing. Yeah. Protoss changed a little bit with Mothership Core, but then like you know like in order like for Zerg to get the new units, you have to like take almost to like.
Well, same thing with Protoss. Zerg and Protoss, it's all. You know, high-tech stuff.
The Protoss
yeah,
new units.
And Terran has one new unit, so you know, it's
well, the Battle Hellions actually, I think that's basically a new unit. Like,
I think it's
super
it's
tanky. Stupid. Like, it's
why is it biological? Biological?
Make it stronger.
Biological.
Yeah, that makes it too strong. It's too strong mixed with biocomp.
I actually think it's worse. I don't want biological.
Because of Archons.
Why?
Because,
yeah,
of,
because
Archons. Of Archons. Archons do, like, plus 18 to bio or something. Something stupid.
Plus 10.
It's definitely not plus 10.
I don't
so
care if
my meta back.
I don't definitely care if my meta back heals it. Like, I actually don't care. I just
yeah.
don't want it to be biological, or whatever you think.
Biological.
I mean, as far as balance goes, though, that actually biological. Doesn't affect too much. Like, bionical or not, that's not a big thing in the unit.
Bionical?
Biological.
Biological.
Biologia.
Biologia. Acetone 15 in the chat says biological factory unit is totally nonsensical.
Of course.
Well, that is true. But yeah, I mean, what's we should talk about the patch notes maybe.
Sure.
On and how the game has changed at all.
Okay. Oracle stupid.
At all? Oracle stupid.
Yeah, I think it's a stupid unit.
Why?
Because we're not playing Warcraft 3. That's why.
Hey, why don't you manner up?
Wait, what makes you think it's a Warcraft 3 unit? Like, I don't like it either, but I don't see...
It's the town portal, he means.
No, not the town portal. Well, like, before they gave it phase shield, and now they're giving a unit that it, like, steals resources, which is, like, pillage in Warcraft 3.
Oh, I see.
All right, I do have the notes up, so I can...
A face shield is
preordained is like the Farsight's reveal ability. Like,
except it doesn't. I think it doesn't actually... It's not like Comsat. It's all it does is just reveals cloak units, but it doesn't actually give you vision over a spot you don't see. So
well,
it's actually kind of worthless. It's only there to, like, if you didn't get observers... You
it still seems kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Like... To me, StarCraft is a game about killing things. Like, basically every ability.
And Oracle never kills anything, basically. Just kind of.
Yeah, like, doesn't do anything.
Well, it's
yeah,
pretty
sick. That's the motto of Protoss units. To never do anything and never kill anything. It's pretty standard. I think we're going at the same pace here as we were before. It's a continuous line. Zergs always have too much economy. What do we give Protoss? Not something to boost our economy, something to slow them down. Only makes sense, right?
A little
but,
bit.
Are you talking about the Oracle buff? I'm confused.
I'm talking about Entombed.
Well,
like,
the Oracle
when
just
you
got Void Siphon.
I think
yeah, okay.
Oracle should be an arbiter.
Yeah, when do you think Void Siphon would ever be useful?
They should replace the Oracle with
like
an Arbiter.
Factories.
Well, if the factory's floating, like
yeah,
the factory is never an issue anymore.
I like mages.
Fox
Major's
the Bunker.
Suggestion.
Should be on Arbiter, don't you guys think?
Arbiter.
I like Arbiters. Dude, I love the Arbiters.
Instead of an Oracle.
If I can get rid of the Mothership, US Arbiters again.
No, both.
Both.
What's wrong with you? Are you really suggesting that they bring back...
Yeah. You want to know why? This way, I think Protoss will be able to beat Zerg.
Protoss, no, it's quite capable of beating Zerg right now.
Stasis in Wings of Liberty? Or are we talking about Heart of the Swarm?
Yeah, what are we talking about, Juan?
Currently in Heart of the Swarm, I think Protoss is significantly the weakest race, but that's just fine-tuning units. I mean, that's
or adding units.
I don't know. Do you guys see a real Oracle Mothership Core Harass thing?
Yeah, I've been using that.
That was pretty cool.
It is good.
So,
but, like, you can't win mid-game battles versus either two races. Like, and like your army is just shit compared to other two races because you didn't get anything to buff your army, and they did. Like, what, which
is
line?
Is it the swarm hosts that bother you?
No, it's not that. It's for Zerg. It's the combination of the spine crawler push with the Vipers, like that slow spine crawler push across the map. With the Vipers added into it, it's pretty much unstoppable.
Like, can you just like go around that? Because you know they're pushing with static defense.
No, because they have like they literally build spine cores everywhere. Like if you watch modern PvZ, that's what most top Zergs do. They just cover the map with spine cores.
But that's like super late game that you're talking about, right?
That's like a 18-20 minute push if you're going straight for it, right?
Okay, you're talking about like Infestor, Broodlord, Spinecrawler, basically, but adding a couple Vipers.
You don't even need the Broodlords, though. That's what makes it so much faster, because you don't get the Broodlords anymore, and Vipers are much faster to get.
Why wouldn't you need the Broodlords?
Well, the Broodlords are only there to stop the Colossi, pretty much, and to pick at the Protoss arm to make them come at your spines, but the Vipers do that just as good.
Or Swarm Hosts, right?
Yeah, Swarm Hosts and Vipers.
Are like, Swarm Hosts actually good if you get a bunch of Colossus? Can't you just kill the Locusts?
Colossi are the only counter to Swarm Hosts, and, you know, Vipers are so good against Colossi, basically.
Why can't you just, like, use High Templar to zone out the Vipers?
Because it outranges the feedback. So as long as they don't, like, if they get full energy, then you can kill it after they suck your guy. But otherwise, he'll always get the abduct off first because it outranges it.
Abduct always outranges. Really?
That's not right.
Yeah.
They have the same range. No, it's not. I just looked it up.
Yes. No, exactly. So your Templar has to be in front of the Colossi, which means he's gonna die. But like they won't send the Viper in to either the spine crawlers or the Viper could abduct him. Or the Infestor could fungal him, or the Swarm Host.
Okay, wait. Vipers should not be able to abduct High Templar. They have the same range on their abilities.
Yeah, so you both cast him at the same time. You feedback him, but he...
It dies, and you get abducted.
No, it won't die, because it just clicked abduct. So it doesn't have much energy left. They have, like, 110 life. Sure. So they're not going to die if they hit it. As long as the abduct energy is used before feedback, they're not going to die.
But why does abduct cast first? I would think that feedback is more instantaneous.
Yeah,
than
I think feedback is like the fastest spell.
Same thing. Like, have you seen neural and feedback? Like,
yes. No, neural and abduct. I've seen neural and feedback.
Yeah, well, when neural was range 9, and if you both pick it, what happens is the neural like. The proboscis like just gets out of the infestor, then it gets feedback, but it's already used the energy. Like the energy goes away before the animation goes, so the feedback won't kill it unless it had like max energy, right?
So what if you just had two High Templar?
I mean, you could feedback it 18 times, but it's not going to kill it once the energy goes away. Feedbacks don't stack. You can't feedback something twice.
Okay, what if you had three High Templar?
Yeah, I would think that it's whoever casts faster, and that's it. Is it not? Like, it's...
No. Yeah, you know, you're right, but the thing is that the Templar have to be in front of the Colossi to protect them.
Or you micro the Colossus back when you see they got Vipers, right?
Yeah, but Vipers are faster, and they're flying.
And they die in, like, 3 hits.
No, they don't. 3 hits from what?
From a fucking...
No, it takes, like...
From a probe, man.
No, it takes,
from a probe.
It takes, like, stalkers to kill a Viper. They're like queens in Brood War, where it says, yeah, if you run into, like, 10 Goliaths, they'll die. But a couple of Dragoons aren't gonna, like, kill a queen.
Mm. What are you talking about? They do 20 damage to a queen.
No, they don't. Queen's not much. They do, like, 10 or 15 each.
Yeah, they don't do... Yes, yeah. They don't do 20.
Oh.
But it's like, yeah. Dragoons don't do 20 to Mutilus either, they do 10.
Yeah.
Genus. It's a damage type they had before.
Interesting. I'd have to see this Spinecrawler Viper.
I mean, it's not significantly worse than the late game now. It's just more annoying because the Vipers, like right now, a lot of PvC is based on that Colossi timing where you can start picking the Spinecrawlers before Broodlords come. And that's much harder to do with the speed that Vipers come out. But that's not as bad as I think just the current balance of Widowmines for Terran is...
Oh, no, definitely not. Yeah, But, yeah. But
what if they go like Immortals, Zealot, Stalker, High Templar, what Koreans are doing right now? I think Link, Infest, or Viper will just die. No?
Yeah, it will. I mean, that's the same thing as currently, right? The Vipers are useless against that combination, so you would never make them.
Right. Yeah.
Like, Vipers, you don't need a tech structure to get. So, and you can get, as soon as they pop out, within about 10, 15 seconds, you can get energy with consume, so you only get them.
Talking about tech structures, I was thinking the other day, what if we make Infestation Pit don't let you go to Hive? Like, you need that Spire to go to Hive.
You were thinking about it, or you read it on Reddit?
There's definitely a Reddit post about that.
Yeah. No, what?
Did you make that Reddit post?
No, I didn't. I was
it's okay
about
if
it
you did.
Day.
Well, you must be a fucking psychic Mexican.
Why? Was it Reddit? Really?
I can't tell if Major's trolling. Can anyone tell?
No, I'm serious.
Does he troll?
I don't know.
Ever
that's
heard Major
he,
troll.
No, he's had his moments.
I think he deceives himself sometimes.
No, was it really Reddit?
Yeah, no. There was a post on Reddit. Someone
it was
literally
like first on Reddit. It was some first on Reddit with a million upvotes.
It has
something.
To still be
well,
up there. I think it's still up there.
That's good. The guy's genius.
Oh, there it is.
It's your Smurf. It's okay. Like it's okay.
No. I think all my stuff in the shower, and I was thinking about this. So I think it's a good change. Bruno should be made from the Mutalisk too.
That was in there too.
Wait, one is cool. He's just trolling.
Riddler should be made from Mutalisk.
Yeah, okay, I'll take that.
That would be.
I will not argue with that.
No, but Corruptor as well. They both need to be made from the Mutalisk.
Oh, like an Archon. You take a Mutalisk and a Corruptor and you just squish
them. No.
No. It goes from.
He's just taking the concept of Riddler and Defiant and.
Yeah, and
like,
so it goes from Muta to Corruptor to Broodlord. Is that what you're saying?
No. You take a Mutalisk and you can choose if
choose,
you want
yeah,
a Broodlord
like,
or a Corruptor.
Like Devourer or Guardian in Broodlord.
Sure, sure. Yeah,
but Corruptors are not as good as Devourers, and Corruptors are not as
good. I don't know, Devourers are freaking out.
Kidding me? Corruptors are amazing.
I don't know who would ever have Corruptors out of a Mutalisk.
I think I would rather have Corruptors over Vikings any day, man. Corruptors actually kill the Colossi right away. Unlike Vikings, they just die instantly.
How much would it cost for a Mutalisk to morph into a Corruptor?
150.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Maybe if you made it a super Corruptor.
Yeah, they would. Yeah, but, yeah. No thanks. So the
twice as much to make a Corruptor.
Yeah. Pretty
you
much.
Know what the stupid ability? Contaminate. Or wait, corrupt? What's the ability that corruptors have?
Corruption.
That's the overseer one that fucks up buildings.
They should just remove corruption. Or make it into ability that's not
stupid. I kind of feel like it's kind of a dumb ability. You know, if you do a test, it's almost never worth it to do it anyway. Like,
Like
you actually kill Colossi faster if you don't waste an attack dropped into him in many cases.
Yeah, I mean, if there were like fucking, you know, like Death Star units, I guess you
the mothership is
still
interesting. Yeah.
Exactly. So,
or we have corruptors and there's nothing left to attack. So you're like, well, fuck it.
I honestly think corruptors have too much armor. Like, two armor just by making it. Marines never kill that, ever. So when you go Queen, Infestor, Broodlord, and Corruptor, and you don't even need that many Broodlords, you need like 8 Broodlords, it becomes unbeatable. Because you never have time to get Ravens, unless on some maps. And you kind of need like Ghost and perfect EMPs and to aim move that army, but corruptors never die, so they should remove that or fix it. I don't know.
We don't mind, so kill corruptors really quickly.
Good.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I've never heard anyone before today complain about corruptors.
Vikings never kill corruptor, man, ever.
Well, that's due to infestors, not corruptors. Like.
Yeah, but corruptors are so tanky that it allows the fungal to hit them.
You know how units have base 2 armor?
Yeah, they do.
No, but like, think of how many other units have base 2 armor.
Carriers, Mothership, Corruptors.
Thor, maybe? How many Thor has?
Thor's one. BC is 3. BC and Ultralis, upgrade Ultralis are tied for 3. They're the highest in the game. I think there's only like 4 or 5 that have 2. Because Broodlords have 1. They used to have 2 and they nerfed it, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's just Corruptor, Carrier's Mothership. It's the only three I can think of.
Corruptor is too cheap for his armor, man. It's true.
Okay. You're a sick one.
You are.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. We're kind of all over the place today. I don't really mind it because I think the patch notes and like Nick said, you know, like it's kind of like I think we can all agree that the current mine is way too strong, right? Like the new mine, the no. Turn hasn't heard of the storm. So I mean, it's kind of pointless to argue balance when it's clearly.
It's a cool unit, though.
Unstable payload is the new missile ability that it got, right?
Yeah. It looks something like that.
Pretty scary.
It's like, hey, we buffed mines, and now on top of that, they don't die. So, you know, they, like, okay.
What do you guys think about right now with the mine? You should be able to target, because right now you can't. It's too weak.
Shut up, Juan.
Aren't we talking about how it's too strong?
Actually, you think you should be able to turn off autocast.
Yeah, you should.
You should be do that. But
you can do like hold position mines, like in Brood War.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be okay.
Yeah,
with
you should
that.
Definitely turn off autocast. But they used to in the old version you could when
you could
patch, you could turn off autocast and then manually use them.
Now there is something that I did want to talk about that's a. Almost kind of scary. Like, Dustin Browder made a post earlier.
About the Force Ghosts?
Yeah. No, well, it was about the Sentry.
Yeah.
It said that they want to make it easier to use.
Yeah, I saw that too.
So, what? Like, I'll read Dustin Browder's.
You're trolling me, right?
No.
Are they going to make it easier? Are they going to make Force Fields bigger?
No, they didn't say they want to make it easier. They said, like, they might make hallucination free.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
maybe. We can finally see something like Zergs and Terran who have Mapak with Scan and Overlords.
Sure, bro. Right, but if I scan, I don't scan just randomly. That's pretty bad. I agree with certain map hacks.
Hallucination is kind of a weak spell right now.
Okay, I have the post. I can read it really quick.
Yeah.
From Davey or David Kim. Just to clarify, we don't mean we're changing force fields in any way. We love how the ability works. What we are thinking currently for the Sentry is what if hallucination did not require an upgrade. This might be good because, one, scouting is more important in Heart of the Swarm due to the added new threats. Two, Protoss has a lot of trouble versus early Widow Mines. In parentheses, hallucinations can be a soft counter until detection is ready. Number three, players who aren't able to utilize force fields well will be able to use the more expensive hallucinations to combo with their army. Please remember, all this isn't final decisions, but we're just trying to be as open about our thoughts as possible. Thanks.
I don't think that would break the game at all. To get rid of that.
What do you mean? What?
Are you kidding?
No. The casting cost isn't free. He's just saying it comes with the ability.
Yeah, but, like, okay, how much mana? It's 100 mana?
Yeah, so you have to wait 94 seconds.
And
after
you're sacrificing being able to use two force fields.
I think that reveals way too much.
You make a Phoenix and you scout everything.
Yeah, one Phoenix.
Yeah, it might be. They could just get rid of the Phoenix from hallucination option.
I think that would be great. Yeah, if they got rid of the Phoenix, then
so
that would
be
okay.
So you could use like a Void Ray and still fly in bases, but it would be much slower.
Warp Prism.
And so, yeah. But both of those, if you cast them from cross map, you will have limited vision. You have very little time by the time it gets to their base left, I think.
They
could also lower the time on it too, so it lasts less time.
If they had Phoenixes, it would just be like Ferrari Lords.
Ferrari Lords.
They could make the hallucinated Phoenix weaker.
Yeah, they could make so it like dies in one shot.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, give it like one life, so queen or.
I know, I guess if you could use Phoenix, then one life would be fair, but.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't know.
But yeah, I don't think it's necessarily bad to. Because it's kind of. For or paying for research, it's like the shittiest spell in the game to get to pay for.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, you're right that scouting would be too easy, too fast if you.
I think that'd be a great change if they just removed the Phoenix option. Then that would be.
Yeah.
That would be way more reasonable. That was a response to Dustin Browder's post before that.
Yes.
And what Dustin Browder posted implied changing force fields, and David Kim probably was like, "Hey, you fucked it up, bold guy." Like he said. What makes this worse is that the sentries are hard to use. Guardian Shield isn't too difficult to manage, but Force Shield can be really difficult to use correctly. We are talking about ways to make the sentry easier to use so more Protoss players can get value out of them.
Yeah, I read that and I was like, yeah, no.
Yeah, so after that, Reddit went nuts, and then David Kim was like, oh, we're not going to change Force Shield. Don't be silly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that would be, yeah,
that's what separates great Protoss players is the ones who are like really fucking good with their force fields.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's mechanics like the force field that make this game interesting to watch.
Yep.
Just play. So
you think so?
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's like clutch force field. Oh, amazing force fields. That kind of shit is fun to watch. It's like you can be smart with force fields. You can, you know. You have to be precise. You have to.
I still think the Ferrari Lord is too fast. You should go back to whatever it was.
Oh, you're talking. Oh, the Ferrari Lord is okay.
It's a free map pack, man.
Something.
Yeah, I think we've all agreed that the Ferrari Lord is
too fast.
I think Juan's talking about like the Overlords right now.
I thought he meant Lucid Phoenix with the Ferrari Lord.
No, he's just again. He deceives himself sometimes. He was talking about something else. Yeah, the same. What do you guys think about Overlord Speed right now?
In Wings of Liberty?
Yeah.
Sure, it's too fast.
I'm okay with it.
I'm fine with it.
What? It's free map pack.
You have Marines that shoot up in the first 30 seconds of a game.
Sure, but you don't have that many Marines at the beginning of the game, because if you do, then you just die to Lynx, as we saw Teja died yesterday to Lynx.
You build a bunker and you cover your counterattack path with supply depot walls.
Sure, he'll still die to Lynx. Lynx, amazing.
Repair with your free SCVs because you have mules.
Lynx.
Hey, good job beating Scarlet today, Juan.
Yes, good job beating Scarlet.
Lucky.
So, yeah, what else? I mean, how does this patch, if anyone in chat has suggestions.
What do you guys think about the Tempest? That's one thing I want to ask.
Amazing unit, oh my god.
It wasn't affected by the patch, but
I think it's a really good unit.
They changed its damage.
Really?
That was earlier patch, right?
Well, was that the patch before?
Yeah, it was the patch before.
The only units changed in their most recent patch is the Widowmine, the Oracle, and the Mothership Core.
Oh, alright. I don't know.
Also, about the Mothership Core. What's up with that? You go 4-gate, Blink, Stalker, with that thing. What you do? You just die. It's too fast.
You make Widowmines.
Sure. You move one soccer, take the hit, then you kill Sharon.
For one Widowmine, which is the price of a roach.
Yeah, Juan, there's a new Widowmine. I don't think you've been listening.
No, I know it doesn't die anymore.
Like 8 of those and it'll kill like 8 Blink Stalkers.
You definitely can't get 8 Widowmines by the time a Blink Stalker roll in hits.
What the hell? How are you gonna get 8?
You get 12 by the time a Blink Stalker roll in hits. They come out of a reactor.
You have like 3. They take 40 seconds to
build. The build time? Oh, they nerfed the build time? No, it's 20 seconds.
The build time of this unit has increased to 40 seconds.
Yeah, it's like a stalker. So if you can get 12 stalkers, come out of reactor, you can get almost 12 Widowmines.
That's not how it works at all.
If a Protoss is any good, he's not going to attack you if you see the reactor coming like this.
That's right. That's good. So you stopped his all in.
No, it doesn't work this way, man.
Juan, you're gonna be on the show every week, okay?
Okay.
You need to get a webcam,
so,
though.
Tempests. Todd, what do you think about Tempests?
They don't seem that useful ever. Maybe only against Terran mech. If you see that the Terran is like in turtling mode and doesn't want to leave his base, just get his 200 supply. You can just make a couple of Stargates and make a bunch of Tempests with full upgrades. But other than that, against Zerg, I don't think it's that good. It's just as good as Voidra and Kyres, which means it's pretty bad. Maybe very, very late game, if you can get a lot of them and mix them in with some other air units and have Templars, it might be okay. But other than that, like I play some games and I'm getting Swarmos pushed. And then I try to counterattack and stuff. I recall home, I fight, and then I lose. And people are like, oh, why didn't you go Tempest? Why do you think I didn't go Tempest? Man, he has, like, Infestors and Corruptors.
I got an idea. Maybe we should give, like, Yamato Cannon to Saint Tempest.
That's a great idea.
With 22 range. 22 range.
With 24 range.
Hit 30.
They're so expensive. I have nothing special
about
it.
It's just really hard to get Tempest out.
I think that's the main thing. I think they have a role in the extreme late game.
Yeah.
At least I'm speaking about PvZ. At least Todd already found a use, I guess, for PvT. It's definitely not a versatile unit by any means. But I think what Todd was saying, Templar Tempest should be essentially invincible, right?
Of course.
If you consider you
need something else, like a couple Tempests and Void Ray Templar, I think. Because you need something that does more damage than just Storm, so you don't get Swarmed. Because Tempest DPS is so low, right? So you need Void Ray Templar already is like insanely strong, and Tempest is to pick them that they can come at you.
Right. Yeah, Tempests like just force the fights against every enemy.
They feel much more like a support unit, Tempest.
It's exactly what it is. It's basically a siege unit that says, hey, you have to come at my invincible army, you have to engage me right now. Or for harassing, I suppose. It's not that great at it, I don't think.
Yeah, too low DPS.
Yeah,
I tried putting one behind the guy's mirror line, he just ignored it for like 10 minutes. He just kept making more workers and he made it fast and I could go.
Yeah, and sitting for 10 minutes, it probably barely paid for itself. So yeah, I think it needs to be more versatile. I'm not sure how though.
It would be okay if it wasn't versatile, if it wasn't like the new unit for Protoss, right? Like,
right. Yeah.
Yeah, if it was mixed with other new units, it'd be okay. But like, the Oracle is kind of dumb, and then Mothership Core is just like.
Mothership Core is probably the unit in Heart of the Storm.
Yeah, it's the most.
Do you know how high a Tempest DPS is? Relative to a Marine. One Marine compared to one Tempest.
It's probably pretty similar, I'd guess.
I'd guess the Marine is stronger.
It's like, against not massive, a Marine is higher DPS with Stim.
That's fair.
Yeah. Well, Major, let's compare the costs of a Marine and a Tempest here, my friend.
Well, then if we have the Tempest with Yamato and splash damage, it would be really good, I think.
Might be too good.
What the fuck, man? I'm not sure if you're joking or not.
I can't tell.
I'm serious. Protoss need something against Broodlers. They need the Tempest with Yamato and splash damage.
I like it.
Just give me two range. Seeker.
Yeah, like a Hunter Seeker.
Why did they take away the range of the Tempest?
Good point. Why?
Why would he
know?
Damage.
Maybe strong with like mass photon cannons or something.
Maybe.
Can you do that now anyway?
I think they gave more damage to massive. That's why.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah.
Oh, maybe it was too strong killing workers before or something.
I don't know.
Perhaps
killing workers when you have tempests.
Like tempest rush harasser, you can't.
And then they just pull all their SCVs and go all in your base.
You've got like one Tempest army.
That was pretty funny. TT1 was really trying hard to make this Tempest Templar work, and he would like expand really slowly and safely to build up to that like invisible army. And I watched like four games against Slash, and like every time it would be like Slash on 40,000 bases. You know, TT1 and 3 really well defended bases. It would eventually just like fall.
Overwhelm.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Tempests, I think, need a change.
Mm-hmm. Too weak.
I actually like the Oracle as like the design of the unit. But I don't know. Maybe Protoss needs an attacking unit.
Has anyone played with the new ability, the Void Siphon thing?
Yeah, I played a little bit with it. It's like the thing is it could be good if like they ignored it for 2 minutes. It would be sick good. But you can't really harass their base because they just send like one unit away and then you lost 50 energy for like 5 seconds drain, right? So if they have like a factory flying around the map, yeah, it's amazing. Otherwise, it's not really worth 50 energy. You'd rather use the Entombed.
So what, like, I'm trying to think of more situations where it will work. Like, initially I thought, you know, you'd look for supply depots or other buildings that are like
proxy on the proxy evo chambers.
Stuff that players place around their base. But I'm not sure how long the range is.
Maybe
Zerg's gases and the queens can chase it away pretty quick.
It's range 7.
Yeah.
Maybe we should.
I didn't think it would work against Zerg.
If a Terran puts a depot at the edge of their base, you could probably do that until they get a Viking out.
But
what Terrans put it on the very edge. It'll do the same thing like Protoss don't put pylons on the super edge anymore against Terran because then it'd be an inch and kill. You put like one notch away. And so, as long as they put it one notch away, Marines will just chase you out.
I think you have
to rely on a mistake to make a strategy out of that.
I think Major has a suggestion.
Yeah, I have a point, man.
Go.
Okay, I think this spell is pretty useless. It's pretty bad. Maybe there needs to be a way to get the Oracle into your army. And I think that one way will be give it stasis. So when you entube a mineral line, you actually can do a timing attack with that spell, a stasis. So it's useful in your army too.
Well, that would break every matchup, Juan.
No, it would be good.
Yeah, it would be really fucking good. I mean,
I like the innovation.
Yeah, what if it could like stasis 3 like units unit. Or something like that? Yeah.
I don't know, you just need to be in your army composition. It becomes useless after you entomb. It just becomes like a flying paper that doesn't do anything.
Yeah, maybe stasis 1. Yeah, maybe it should be like one non-massive unit for fucking, you know, 1 minute. So basically you cancel the investment of the Oracle in one unit, or maybe even two. I think that could be doable.
Also, there should be like
maybe just one, because you could do it on two if you had full energy, probably. Like, assuming that it's 100 energy and that you do it after entombed.
They should be able to detect, too, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Juan. Stasis, I think they could work around something like that.
Hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't mind the Oracle. I think it's kind of fun. But yeah, most people seem to dislike it.
Pretty bad.
Todd, what do you think of the Oracle?
I wish mines wouldn't brew it up. Just one mine, then it could be viable against Terran. But
well, mine's it's just in the game. One mine.
I don't think they blew up a War Prism in just one. Needs like two. Thank God.
They blow up medevacs.
I think against Terran, it's just not viable to open Stargate. Even if you know like that, like Moro, you would just do like one barracks, expand into mech. And I think that's a shame because it's pretty fun to open Stargate and play with Stargate. It's like at least you can do something. You know, you're not just sitting in your base doing nothing. But against Zerg, I think it's pretty good. The Oracle, especially Entombed, is pretty OP right now. You can slow down the economy a lot. It forces the Zerg to make maybe spines in his mineral lines, some spore and stuff, to try to fight back against it. So against Zerg, it's okay, but it's mostly only because of Entomb. Like the other spells are complete shit, in my opinion. Like the reveal one will never be used. It's too fragile to bring into a fight and to detect. And the siphon is like the biggest joke I've ever seen. I don't know why they removed the face shield.
Yeah, so maybe they should change one of the spells. Now, for people watching, like, you have to take into account that whenever you're adding or changing a spell, that means that whenever you're using that spell, you're not using Entombed. So it's not, you know, if you add a really good spell to the Oracle, it wouldn't really break all that much. Maybe it's a tiny stasis or something like that. So I think that would be cool. Maybe a spell that can attack something or be useful in a battle or for defensive purposes at least. What do you guys think?
I think spaces will be good.
Okay.
Good insight. So are we allowed to talk about Wings of Liberty?
Yeah, man. Let's talk about everything.
Because everyone right now is talking about the Infestor. And
yes,
how strong
Axel.
It is. Huh?
You know what stasis is?
Yeah. From what you explained. Are you talking about what you were talking about like 5 minutes ago?
Like stasis, you know that that spell?
Huh?
Stasis, you know the spell? The spell?
Do
you know what it does?
What does it do?
It freezes units.
It freezes units. Like from the Arbiter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the ice cube thing. Yep.
Yes. I think it will be sick spell.
But
Starcraft 2.
Okay. But yeah,
go ahead, Alex.
Anyway. PvZ right now, late game. Everyone's having trouble with in Wings of Liberty, at least as far as it seems. And same with TVZ, kind of, I felt like.
Of course.
With the Infestor stuff. So does the Infestor need to be changed in Wings of Liberty?
Of course.
Or does something need to happen? Like, what needs to happen so that it's not as... I'm not going to say imbalanced.
Well, if it is an extremely cost-efficient unit. It is OP if you want. But it's not OP by, like... You can't nerf that unit because then Zerg becomes shit instantly. Like, the entire Zerg game revolves around the Infestor, relies on the Infestor, because it is one of the strongest units in the game. It's kind of like how they balance Brood War. They would buff shit instead of nerf it down. The Infestor is kind of a Brood War unit. You know, it's extremely good, but the rest of the Zerg army, like, it doesn't, like, you know, roaches are not supply efficient. Fucking Lynx die to AoE super hard. Like Broodlords would just die without Fungal. You know, like, without the Infestor...
I'm not saying taking it away, but it just doesn't seem like...
Oh, no, I'm not saying you are. I'm trying to explain why it shouldn't be nerfed too badly or changed too badly without changing radically other units within the Zerg.
Right.
Yeah.
They should just make other units.
Infestor is the Grim Reaper. One he has on your wrath, there's no way to avoid that. It's like too strong, in my opinion.
I didn't hear the analogy. Can you repeat
it? Okay. Infestor is the Grim Reaper. Once it has in your grasp, there's no way to avoid that. Like, once the Infestor is out, you just die.
Unless you have one Marauder. I mean...
No, don't think Marauder hit that. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Like, so, when he fungles you... I'm sorry. When he fungles you, it just stops you from doing anything. So it's like... let's put it this way. It's like if a Protoss does a donut with force field, you can't move. So that army is just dead. Not fair.
Yeah. I think the analogy is like early game force fields, there's no counter to them. So like once they're put in, you're just screwed. Later game, there's things like, you know, like medevacs, burrow movement, you know, like siege tanks, higher range units, and also the range of force field. But Fungal is kind of like that the whole game. Like, once it happens, there's no counter micro.
Yeah, exactly. It should be like in Snare, it should freeze, not freeze, but slow down the units, I think. That would be better.
Maybe. Right now, like, the only counter to Fungal is prevention, right? Like, you don't get Fungal. Like, like, not get Fungal, obviously, but not, like, you know, if you manage to not get Fungal in huge clumps, then the Infestors are still a pretty huge investment.
Didn't they make it a projectile at one point? I seem to remember that.
I mean, that wouldn't change all that much. It would make it more of a skill shot. But it wouldn't change anything.
I mean,
still, you get Fungal.
You could see it coming, though, and you could dodge it. You could split your units and whatnot.
Depends how fast it was.
Yeah. It should be slow enough for you to split your units.
If it was, then it'd be too weak.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I never liked the change that they did with the Infestor, like the one buff that Aydra thought was a nerf. I really enjoy saying that every time. What? Yeah. It was 4 seconds. It did way like it did the same amount of damage or maybe a little bit less, but it was 4 seconds. So it would hold your army in place, but also you would have to wait 4 seconds to Fungal again. You know, obviously Fungal doesn't stack. So then when they change it to 2 seconds, now it kills shit so much faster.
You were 8-4.
It was what?
It was 8-4, not 4-2. Unless that sounds,
I think Axelov is right.
Yeah, it used to be 8 seconds or 8 StarCraft seconds, which, you know, if you count.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What and about now, making?
Now it's okay.
Yeah, now it's 4.
Yeah, it's StarCraft. Okay.
What about making Investor 3 supply?
What? That wouldn't actually be the worst thing if we had, like, okay, imagine an army of Roach Infestor, if it was 3 supply. It would be, like, the most worthless army ever. already 2 supply. Like, if maybe if the Roaches were 1.5 supply or something like that.
Maybe.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know Roach too good already.
I don't know about PVZ, but I think like, in 3 supply Infestors would be fine in TVZ.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe in TVZ they would.
It would make Roach Infestor vs. Protoss a lot worse, but that's not the most common strat right now anyway, so I don't know. I guess mid-game is pretty common.
Yeah, I mean, it is a big issue, I guess, against Protoss, now that, like, this is something that I've done for a long time, but now, like, much better Cirque than me. Like, the Korean Cirques are getting, like, a shitload of Infestors.
Yeah, even, like, 25.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, I could see that helping a lot if it was three supply. It would just, like, you know, make you decide if you want more Birdlords or more Infestors and not just get a shitload of both with spines.
Yep.
So I don't think that would be the worst change, actually.
I think it's pretty unfair that Ghost and Infestors, they have an upgrade to get more energy when they come out. So they can use EMP and Fungal, but Protoss, we don't have it.
Sure, bro.
It's a pretty big deal, in my opinion.
It's because you can warp in the High Templars. Like, they used to it.
We're going to make High Templars come out of the robo, then I'm fine with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't care. If it comes out of the robo, it would be like a big nerf, so I don't care.
Right, no. It's just that. Like, whenever you can't just automatically make an Infestor or a Ghost pop up out of nowhere to defend your shit. Well, I guess Ghost wouldn't be too useful to whip in.
Yeah.
If you're getting attacked, you can't just warp Infestor's fungal shit and kill it, as you could do with Storm with Kaldarian Amulet. So I think maybe a solution to that would be, you know, giving it 10 energy less than it needs to cast shit. That would, you know, it would basically say, okay, like, if you counterattack, you're still taking this base.
HD Mudkips in the chat asks, what if you have fungal hit friendly units?
Good, I say that like 10 years ago. Once again, why EMPs and Storm hits my own units, yep, but Fungal doesn't? Give me a good example of why. I hate when Cirque use same move and Fungal.
Yep, trying to think.
I don't think that would be a bad move at all.
I don't think it would be too terrible.
You know, Plague affected your own units?
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
So, yeah, I don't think it, like, the only problems, like, would be, like, Blinkstalker blinking on the Birdlords, but even then, it would be fine. I think that would be a good change. I think that would be a good change. I guess this discussion about the Infestor being too strong has been going on for a while.
It has.
But, yeah, but it's like, you know, you can't, I agree, it's one of the strongest units in the game.
Start to find a solution.
Yeah, I just wish that's how Blizzard had done things, because that's what makes the game fun. Strong units. You know, I wish instead of nerfing, like,
Brutal was all about overpowered units, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Ever since release, it's been like nerf. Everything nerf. It's just strong. Nerf. And all three races get nerfed.
That's a good point.
Instead of all three races getting buffed, you know, and getting, like, these powerful units. Like, people were complaining about the Vortex, like you know, how it can end games. I fucking love the Vortex because it's so exciting to watch and so nerve-wracking. It's like, you know, it's, well, I hate going against it, but I love that it exists. I think that's what games makes the game exciting, abilities like that. So, yeah.
It would be more exciting if it wasn't the only ability that determined the game, right? Like, if there's a lot more.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Like Brotherhood had, like, you know, fucking Cloud and like, fucking,
Well, Irradiate Storm, Dark Storm.
Yeah,
fucking Psystorm was fucking, like, 3 times stronger and twice as big in Brood War.
Speaking of excitement, I think Colossus don't add any excitement into the game. It's just an A-move unit.
It is exactly an A-move unit. Probably the most A-move unit in the game. But again, you can't just remove it from the game.
Don't you think Blizzard should replace it with a more innovative unit?
Like an Arbiter?
Apps. No, like a reaver.
Yeah, like a reaver.
Yeah, that would be okay.
A reaver is just a colossi with randomness introduced.
Yeah.
It's like you like triple damage, but then 2/3 of the time it doesn't do anything.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So I don't really know if that's that great. I mean, like, people liked it in Brood War, but I almost think some of the reaver level is nostalgia more than it being a great unit.
Reaver is so good. What are you talking about?
100 damage per shot, bro. Don't think Roach will survive a shot.
Upgrade.
It doesn't give a shit. Yeah. But I don't know. I think that's how they should be working. What do you think, Todd? Fucking Todd is like quiet as fuck all game. All game.
Yeah, all game.
All game.
All game long.
All game long.
I don't know what to say.
What do you think about Zerg, man?
Good.
Oh my god. You know what I think about that.
Tell me.
I don't know. I feel like Protoss these days is pretty bad with the current metagame. Like Terrence, they have figured out how to not get force field in start of the game, like how to drop when they have to drop, how to kite permanently. Like there used to be a time where like non-Korean Terrans, they wouldn't kite anything with the army. They would just fight and lose everything. It was the good times where Protoss like had a good record outside of Korea. But now everybody watches GSL. They watch the games of like MVP and the best Terrans, and everybody copies the builds. So it becomes that much harder to evolve with the meta game and be able to keep a good level or be consistent in beating them, just because they learn how to copy the builds so exactly that it's not as if you are playing those top Korean players, but still it makes them play very good. So these days I think Protoss is having a little bit of a hard time because of that. Like there is still a couple tournaments where some players do okay, and some Protosses, like, we get good results, but when I look at the games, it looks like almost exclusively all-ins. And when I talk to my fellow Protosses, like, I talk regularly with a lot of them, they complain just as much as me, especially against Zergs, about Zerg, about PvZ. So I really hope this will change. I really don't know, like, what we can do for that, but in Heart of the Swarm, a lot of new units are added. And I played some tournament earlier, and I had to play against a couple Zergs. Bly was one of them. And I used Oracle, I entombed like a million times. I did War Prism drops, I attacked, and I recalled my army. He played Wings of Liberty against me. He didn't make any one of the new units. He just made Roaches, Infestors, Broodlords. He destroyed me, even though like I used all the new units, and I thought I played pretty well. So I really hope that Blizzard will finally address some of the problems that we had in Wings of Liberty instead of completely ignoring it and just trying to make this new shiny game where they hope to sell a lot of copies. I know they are trying, but...
But that's the thing. The game is not new and shiny. Like, it goes with that. Like, if the game was new and shiny, we could actually be fixing those problems, like, as we, you know, as it progresses. But it's like, it's not a new and shiny game. It's so far, it is Wings of Liberty.
Yeah.
It is a Wings of Liberty patch.
I want to be like blown away by Heart of the Storm. I want to open up the game and be like, holy shit, these changes. What's going on here? I want it to require like a month for me to understand every single unit. I want it to be like going from StarCraft 2 to like Dota 2 kind of thing.
Yeah.
As far as learning.
Yeah, exactly. I want it to be exciting. I want it to be like a game that once... that I want to play for the next 3 years, you know?
I agree with Todd.
Yeah, it's like you agree with Todd?
Yeah, so many patch shirts
I think
these days.
We all agree with Todd.
I can't count them anymore. They pop
look
out
at what
Chad everywhere.
Is saying in the Roach channel.
What are you saying?
He's saying PvZ is literally a joke.
I miss that channel. Is a joke. I'm not in that channel anymore.
Oh, my Brotos has got my back. Right, Axlav?
Yeah, it's semi-balanced at the moment just because all-ins are so strong. But that's not a... Like you're saying, like Protoss are doing kind of good in tournaments, but it's mostly off just really good timings, which isn't that fun.
I don't even play Protoss, and I think PvZ late game is like unwinnable unless the Zerg is a lot worse than you.
Just don't let it get to late game is the only option, pretty much.
2-base Immortal all the way.
Pretty strong.
Yeah.
4-gate.
Actually, this reminds me of Warcraft. Like, there was a time where human versus undead, They had a very OP unit called the Destroyer that could have stole mana from their statue, which then could transform into Destroyers as well. And like to prevent that, we had to go Rifle Caster. It's like some
just try to kill them every game.
And try to kill them. Like be pushing all the time. And if we let them in peace for like 1 minute too much, we would lose immediately. So it's kind of similar to PvZ right now. Either you attack, you put a lot of pressure, and you can do damage.
That makes the game anticlimactic too. It's like, oh, he's gonna hit the timing, or oh, he's not gonna hit the timing. You know, it's kind of like everything before and past that. It's kind of useless. So
sometimes you see hero play, and like he does all those War Prism Haras, and like some great timings. He gets his 200 supply, then he gets Kaio or whatever or Crank, but it's like one or two players that can successfully pull this off, and it's like one game out of hundreds that you finally will see like a real macro game with stuff like this happening, and it will be intense until the last minute. All the other games you see is like a failed timing or a successful timing at some point, and somebody won the game early or early mid game. I think that's a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, they do need to redesign. I don't think that. I agree with what Nick said. I don't think that PvZ is broken as much as the late game is fucked.
Yeah.
You know, like, because those solo-ins that you talk about are pretty fucking hard to stop for certain. I think that's a really shitty way to balance the game. I hope they address that. I think we should take questions, Alex. What do you think?
Yeah. Do you have the chat open?
Yeah.
If you see any there that you feel like answering or feel like throwing, feel free.
You.
Me.
You.
All right, guys in the chat, ask questions. If you don't have the chat open, open up the chat and ask your questions, and I will relay them on to the wonderful gentleman here in the call. We'll start with a question from ZergRusher123. Would Hydralisk with 6 range and groove spines removed improve the Hydralisk? Oh, I see. What? I think I understood. Mm-hmm. Did y'all understand that question?
Yeah, he says making him start with that range upgrade instead of having to research it. Kind of like what they did with Stalkers.
I mean, we've just been talking about nerfing Zerg, haven't we?
I think that would make Hydralisk a little bit strong. But actually, the timing wouldn't be affected all that much, so I don't think so. I think it'd be fine.
I don't think it'd be a problem.
Yeah.
But I don't think it would make him like super useful either, to be honest.
Yeah.
Maybe it could get Zergs to make him more, because then so Zergs die more.
Oh, you know, one thing I thought was really cool is there was one of the Zergs in the MVP tournament watching. He just made like 6 Hydras to just like stop War Prism Harass and then like supplement the army. And so and just adding a couple Hydras if they start with the range upgrade would make more economic sense.
Because
they're best in
a
range.
Roro
Pro.
Roro's pretty good.
Saying that because you beat it. He's not doing so good in the standings, is he?
Nick? I didn't beat him, bro. Again, 1-1.
He's not as... Well, 1-1 is a really good record to have. We can talk about that a little bit. QXC and Major are currently in the Major League Game versus Pro League Invitational where they've been playing the Pro League guys. How has that tournament been so far? Has it been exciting to play these guys? Has it been depressing, losing all the time? Where do you think these guys are at compared to the rest of the world? How good are these guys really? I mean, because you guys are the ones playing them.
Well, they're pretty good, obviously. Don't you see my score?
Yeah, well, yeah, I do. But yeah, I mean, like, what were your thoughts going into the tournament, and what are your thoughts now?
But I knew they were already good because I played with some of them. So I just wanted to play a real game. So I only play like real war games. Don't really care about the score that much. I know some people use all in every game because they want to qualify some so badly.
Right.
I'm like, whatever. I don't care.
Kevin?
But that's my way.
What's your score right now?
I don't even know.
I actually want to pull this up.
It's like 518 something.
I mean, oh, by the way, y'all have played games that haven't been broadcasted yet, so be careful about those results. But I saw QXCU beat Bisou in Fantasy. Is that? I think that might be.
He's won 5 already, or 5 or 6.
Yeah, I think I'm 6 right now. I 2-0'd Bisou, 1-1 with Fantasy. I don't know. The tournament's pretty fun. The guys are pretty good. It's interesting to see what years of Brood War professional gaming brings to StarCraft 2. They play in a different way than pretty much anyone else. I mean, it's just really frustrating though because the latency is such bullshit. It's hard to describe like how ridiculous it is to play on the Korean server from where I live.
Where do you live right now? Is it harder?
In Texas? Texas?
Yeah.
It's like,
it's pretty laggy.
We're basically averaging like 300 millisecond delay with like 500 millisecond to a full 1 second network spike like every 4 to 5 seconds, to the point where like these guys are already really good. It's already a real challenge even when we're playing on NA, and then you go play them on Korea and like there's this mental thing, I just feel like I can't win games on Korea because of how difficult it is to actually play my best there. And so that's been really frustrating. Overall, I'm really happy that I'm taking part of it. I'm really glad that I got a spot because originally I wasn't going to. I've definitely learned a lot playing these guys, and I hope to improve from it. But in terms of results and like actually doing well in the league, like I just don't care at this point because it's so frustrating.
You only need top four in your division. You're literally one win away from first in your division. Like, it's important to note you're not playing against the pro league guys right now. Your results are compared to the other guys in your division.
I know that.
Top of your division right now is Vibe, Huck, Hawk, and Major, all at 5-11, 5-3. Actually, yeah, there's six people with 5 wins.
Exotoss, it's not about qualifying; it's about winning games.
Sure.
Like,
oh,
it's the same thing. No. Like shut up for a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
I kind of take the similar approach to Major. Like, I'm not interested in cheesing these guys. Like, I want to play real games in general. Like, I have a couple cheese builds that I use just because whatever. But the vast majority, I try and play at least one macro game against every single player because I want to learn. I want to get better. I want to see what I can do. I don't care about the standings. Caring about that just makes me so frustrated because of the latency, because of the delay, because of the network spikes. Like, I just want to use it to get better.
Yeah.
Like, what happens even if I get top four and then I have to play Kespa players again later? Like, I really don't think I can beat any of them in a best of three if I have to play two games on the Korea server. It's really that bad. It's really frustrating.
Yeah, I completely understand. And how much of that goes back to Blizzard? Like, in an ideal world, everyone would have no lag whatsoever. It'd be, you know, cross-server play would not be an issue at all.
Brood War.
Right.
Well, back even in Warcraft 3, they had GG client, their turn to Garena. And I mean, there's always lag cross-server, but it was like way less than you have in StarCraft 2. I think Todd's probably familiar with that.
Yeah.
But it was like you could, like, you still couldn't play from Korea to Europe, but from like NA to either Europe or Korea was like playable. It was like usually around 200 ping, basically. Yeah. So maybe 220.
And also to clarify really quick, if you do get to the playoffs, you would play the other you'd play a North American guy, and then you'd play a European guy, and then you'd play you'd have a game on the Korean server. So you wouldn't play a pro league guy until the very last.
Alex, you know what you get if you get second place in this?
You get top 8, gets all expenses paid to MLG the Fall Championships. So,
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
What does top 2 get though?
There's nothing.
Second through 8
I think the biggest thing is just winning that round one in the playoffs. But obviously, a huge part of this is being able to play those pro league players. But again, the server issues.
Do you know what first place gets?
$10,000.
Do you know what second place gets?
All expenses paid trip to the Fall Championships.
Okay, and what does first place get?
$10,000 and an all expenses paid trip.
Are you kidding me?
I forgot. I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean,
like, that's just like aiming to get first place, thinking going into this tournament, like, yeah, I'm totally going to win it. And then playing games on the Korea server like that, like, it's hard for me to describe in words how frustrating it is to play with that. But, I mean, obviously...
Life was.
No, I'll pass. I think I've said enough on this.
You know what's funny?
Ads.
Most of my wins are in Korea server. I think all of them are in Korea server, my wins.
I'm jealous.
Because I play.
You know what's funny? Juan plays every day on Korean server and never complains.
Yeah. And never complain, man.
Ever. He's in Mexico.
You must have better internet than we do.
No, it's weird, man. I have like really
Mexico's
bad lag
probably.
To Europe. I really bad lag to Europe.
He plays Mech every game and never attacks, by the way.
Sick, man.
It's the way to deal with lag, right? Just don't micro. Yeah.
Sure, bro. You need to micro.
Yeah, as long as you don't do like micro intensive strategies, it's not as bad. But
you don't want to have to adjust your play like that, though.
No, you don't. You don't. It definitely takes something away from it.
Yeah. Where did Katz go?
That's a good question.
I think he got dropped.
I think his internet died.
Good time.
All right. Let me look at the chat. Any questions? When will Flash be the best SC2 player? Says DBZRK.
I think. Oh, he plays today, actually. Correct.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, he does.
I think he's gonna lose though. He got a sick opponent.
We'll take a couple more questions, and then I think we're gonna start wrapping up here. Mudkips asks, would you prefer the Heart of the Swarm designers avoid making units too similar to Brood War units so that the game is unique from SE2, or should they not be afraid to use Brood War units if they think it's a great unit to use?
I'd rather they do new things. I just think most of the new stuff they've come up with so far isn't very good.
Yeah.
Yep. And if they're incapable of coming up with good ideas, then you could always fall back on Brood War.
Anyone else have anything they want to add?
I agree.
Cool. How do Kespa compare to GSL players? Asks Magilla Gorilla.
I think the Kespa players are just better, like map awareness and stuff like that. But like big 200 battles, some of them aren't very good at those because it's like completely different skill set. That it's only on StarCraft 2. Like in StarCraft 1, it wasn't like this. It was more, you control the map and stuff like this. So, in like 200 battles, I think ESL players are a lot better, but multitask wise, like leaving units in the right places and stuff like this, the Kespa players are better. Also, their execution of the builds are better too, for the most part. Not all of them.
I think the Kespa players, kind of the feeling I got is similar to Major. Like, they're really good at knowing what's going on. They're really good at figuring out what you're doing. Usually their builds are really well thought out. They're really well timed. Like, they don't really make dumb mistakes in general, at least early on. But they don't really have, like, really specific, unique, cheesy builds. They almost always play macro. Like, and I guess I feel like with a lot of the GSL players, they have, like four or five builds in each matchup that are like their own that they've been doing for months and they know really well, and like you haven't seen them before. Most of the Kespa players, they like one gate expand, then they like build some units, but all the time they're like executing really well and like constantly building units, and they don't get supply stuck. Like, they play a really good game of StarCraft, but not necessarily a really unique StarCraft 2 game, if that makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah. That does make sense. Nick, do you have any thoughts on that?
I mean, what they said is right. I mean, they have more experience than I do with playing both sides, so.
It's not all of them in either side. Like, there's players.
Those are just generalities.
Yeah.
My computer crashed.
Oh, welcome back.
Thank you.
We were just talking about Pro League players versus the current GSL guys, but we got some good answers. We were going to start wrapping it up, Katz. We're just going to take probably like one more question from the chat, and then we'll do shout outs. Katz, do you see any that you want to answer?
I'm just loading the chat.
Okay. We haven't talked about OSL. Who do you think will win OSL? Ask.
Rain.
Deotis Elevator.
Rain.
Who's left in that? Rain and.
DRG and MC.
The winner of DRG MC plays Rain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Rain will win.
Yeah, me too.
It's consensus.
Yeah. I don't see either DRG or MC beating Rain.
He say his PVC is pretty weak, so. Well, that's for everyone, right, though? Every part of PVC is really weak.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But Dongregu is not, like, one of the strongest CVP players. He's, like, one of the best Zergs in the world, so logically, his CVP, like, he's world-class, but I don't think he's one of the very best in CVP.
Yeah.
So he could even lose to MC, for all I know. It really depends on him.
MC and him tend to go 50-50 from what I've seen, so I think that's a toss-up.
Show said, cats, name your top three patch Zergs. Okay, Todd, I'll let you answer that question.
What was the question?
Top three patch Zergs.
Oh. That's so big. Okay, wait. Johnny Recco. Sort of. I don't know. There's too many, man. There's too many. I put close to user, but like even being a patch Zerg is still pretty bad.
What's a patch Zerg? Can we clarify that?
It's a Zerg who wasn't good before the queen changed.
Ah.
Like yeah, by definition, patch Zergs are, you know, like, cause it is no secret that after the queen change, more and more specifically foreign Zergs like started, you know, rising up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is, but I think it's Vortex could be a patch Zerg. Sure.
A patch Zerg? I mean, he's been doing really well.
You know, Vortex, he used to do Roach Rush, like, on one base. Every single game. And then suddenly, I see his name high
but
up in tournaments.
I think all of those players are really good.
Yeah. I'm not saying they're bad, but...
TT1,
I think, yeah.
TT1 says Targa. All right.
Can I do shoutouts?
Yes. Shoutouts. Thanks, guys, for coming on the show. This concludes Root Decision-Making number 4. Or we'll start from right to left on my overlay. Axlav, do you have any shout-outs you want to give?
Yeah, you know, my team Infinity 7, or sponsor, you know, DeviantArt Steel Series, Zemotion, Twisted Oaks, etc. And all you guys for staying out late tonight, being on the show.
What should the viewers watch?
Viewers should watch all the MLG content and my stream.
Just gonna stretch. I'm just showing my MLG logo on the stream, on my shirt. Alright, QXC shoutouts.
QXC, follow me on Twitter, ColeQXC. Check me out on Facebook, QXC. Check me out on Twitch TV, I'm ColeQXC. Support Gamma Gamers, they make this house possible. Support Complexity Gaming, our sponsors, Creative Soundblaster, PNY, QPad. Support Sasquatch and Fuzzy. And just check us out, come say hi at MLG or whatever.
Yeah,
and thanks for having me on the show.
Complexity is honestly doing some awesome stuff, so huge shout out to
Yeah,
Complexity.
They've always been, they're a great organization. Yeah, so absolutely. Shout out to Jason Lake and Bass as well.
Cats shout outs.
Root Gaming, please visit root-gaming.com. Rush Order Tees for supporting us, as well as Switch TV. And yeah, follow me on Twitter and check out my stream and all that shit. Oh, and buy shirts. Buy our shirts.
Buy shirts.
Yeah, go to our store at root-gaming.com and yeah, buy our shirts. International shipping. I'm really sorry it's not like ready yet, but it should be within this week. What is it, Wednesday? Yeah, hopefully by the weekend it should be up. So try and buy a shirt by the weekend if you're not from the US. And if you're from the US, go and buy one right now, and I'll give you a hug.
Cool. Todd.
My Twitter is at RootTodd, as written on the overlay. Facebook.com/UNMelo, Twitch.tv/UNM, root-gaming.com, RussianProdities, Twitch.tv. Sup, cats? Yeah, that's our sponsors, so thanks to them. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yep.
And yeah.
So thanks guys for watching Decision Making episode 4. I guess I'll do some quick shout outs for myself. You can follow me at Axeltoss. Tune into the MVP Invitational Mondays and Fridays. We have the MLG qualifiers on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Thursday we're gonna have the finishing up, which is tomorrow, of the Korean qualifiers. And next week, next Thursday, it's gonna be the North American qualifiers for two all expenses paid trips to the fall championships, and that's gonna be live. Majors participating. QXC is participating. Tottercats, are y'all in that?
No, I don't believe I am.
Okay. But yeah, that's going to be awesome. And of course, this weekend, WCG USA, I'll be casting that. QXC is going to be there. Hopefully he wins. I'm not sure if anyone else here will be there, but that's all I got. Of course, shout out to Root Gaming, Rushford Ortiz, and Twitch.tv. But that concludes this episode. Thank you so much, Todd Katz, Major QXC, and Axlab for coming on the show. I know it's late. I know you're tired, but I'm sure it not only means a lot to me, but to the community, because I know they love this show, and they love hearing us talk about strategy and whatnot, and patch notes and all that fun stuff, and whatever we feel like. So that's going to conclude this episode. Once again, thanks everyone for watching. Thank you guys for coming on the show and being guests. Of course, the next decision making will be, I'm not sure when. Stay tuned to Katz's Twitter or my Twitter, and we'll have more info on that. But that's it. Thanks for watching. See you guys next time. Bye, guys. Love you guys.
See you.
See you.